Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the show that unwraps the complex world of containers, cartons, and everything in between. I'm your host, Alec, and today we have a fantastic guest joining us. She's a leading voice in sustainable solutions, and I have to say, one of the most passionate people I know when it comes to protecting our planet. Welcome to the show, Eden.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's great to be here. And passionate is one word for it. My friends usually go with obsessed. I once spent a whole dinner party explaining the recycling symbols. I wasn't invited back.
Well, their loss is our gain, because today we're diving into a topic that I know is right up your alley. Traditional plastic packaging, compostable packaging.
I'm ready for it. This is such a huge decision for so many food businesses, and it's really not as simple as which one is better for the earth.
Exactly. We were reading this fantastic article on the Inline Plastics website that really broke it down. It pointed out that making the wrong call can lead to higher costs, spoiled products, or unhappy customers. Eco-friendly and business-friendly aren't always the same thing.
So let's start with the basics. Let's define our terms. On one hand, we have traditional plastics like PET, which stands for polyethylene terephthalate.
You could see why they use the acronym. Basically, it's made from fossil fuels and it's engineered to be super durable and clear. It's what most of us think of when we picture a plastic container.
Right. And on the other side?
That's where compostables come in. They're crafted from renewable stuff, like cornstarch or sugarcane. The idea is that they break down naturally, just like food scraps, into water, CO2, and organic matter. But, and this is a huge but we'll get into later, that's only under the right conditions.
Okay, let's talk performance. For a food business, this is where it gets real. You need packaging that actually, well, works. Plastic has been honed for decades. It's got great moisture barriers, strong seals, it keeps food fresh, which cuts down on waste.
Absolutely. And compostable packaging is, well, it's the new kid on the block. It's getting so much better, stronger, and more resistant to heat and moisture, but it can still be a bit delicate.
The article had a great analogy. You wouldn't leave ice cream out in the sun. Some compostables need that same kind of careful handling.
So what kind of products are we talking about? Are there specific foods that are a definite no-go for current compostable options?
Definitely. Hot liquids like soups or very oily dressings can be a challenge. They can cause some compostable materials to lose their structure or even start to break down before you're finished with your meal. Nobody wants their lunch dissolving in their hands. It's also why you see a lot of innovation in coatings and linings to improve that performance.
And that brings us to the elephant in the room. Cost. There's no getting around it. Compostable options are often more expensive. Plastic production has been streamlined for years, so it's just cheaper to make.
And for a small business operating on thin margins, that cost difference isn't just a number on a spreadsheet. It can be the deciding factor between being profitable or not.
All right, so let's shift to the environmental side of things. This is where compostables should really shine, right, Eden?
You would think so. I mean, plastic's biggest weakness is its environmental impact. It's not biodegradable. It sticks around for hundreds of years. But then, on the flip side, plastic is lightweight, which means lower emissions during transport. And as you said, it prevents food waste. So it's complicated.
And what about that big but you mentioned for compostable?
Yes, the infrastructure problem. Here's the deal. For most compostable packaging to actually compost, it needs to go to an industrial composting facility, not your backyard bin. These facilities have the high heat and specific conditions needed to break the material down. If you throw a compostable cup in the regular trash, it goes to a landfill. There, it gets buried without oxygen and produces methane, a really potent greenhouse gas. So it can actually be worse than the alternative if disposed of incorrectly.
Wow. And I read that many of these facilities are hesitant to even accept compostable packaging.
It's a huge issue. Think about all the contaminants. A plastic fork, a sticker, some leftover sauce. These ride-along materials can ruin a whole batch of compost. So many facilities just say, nope, we'll stick to food scraps and yard trimmings, thank you very much.
Okay, so if you feel like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, is there a third option? The article mentioned bioplastics. They sound like the perfect solution.
The overachieving cousin in the packaging family tree, as the article called them. Yes, bioplastics are made from things like cornstarch or even algae. Some are basically plant-based twins of conventional plastic, while others are designed to break down.
But there's the catch, isn't there?
Always. The reality check is that bio doesn't automatically mean better. They can be expensive, and they often face the exact same end-of-life problem as compostables. They need special facilities to break down properly. The greenest packaging isn't so green if it just ends up in a landfill.
So, after all this, what's the takeaway for a food business owner who's listening right now and just wants to do the right thing?
I think the best advice from the article was to be realistic. There is no one perfect solution. You have to balance everything: product protection, cost, supply chain, and the actual disposal infrastructure that's available to your customers. And you need to be honest about whether your customers will even dispose of it correctly.
It also suggests that starting small. Test smart. Maybe try a new compostable container for a product that's more forgiving. But stick with your reliable plastic for your famous super messy chili that cannot under any circumstances leak.
Exactly. Don't risk the chili. It's all about finding the choice that keeps your food, your business, and hopefully the planet future-proof.
Well, this has been incredibly insightful. Eden, thank you so much for breaking all of this down for us. You've given us a lot to think about.
My pleasure, Alec. Anytime you want to talk trash, I'm your girl.
I'll hold you to that. That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. A big thanks to our guest, Eden, and to you for listening. Join us next time as we continue to unwrap the world of packaging.